We've got Sarah Fry, who's doing research on prostate cancer. Thank you very much for coming in, Sarah.
Thanks, Stuart. Thanks for having me on the show.
No problem at all. Now, we spoke a little bit about prostate cancer a few weeks ago with Prostate Cancer UK. But let's assume, let's start again, assume people didn't listen to that. What's the kind of significance of you coming in now?
I'm doing some work about prostate cancer risk in African and Caribbean men, specifically living in Wales. The facts are that African and Caribbean men are three times more likely than white men of the same age to have prostate cancer. And in my work as a clinical nurse specialist, I've noticed that we're seeing very few men of African and Caribbean origin being diagnosed with prostate cancer in Wales. Unfortunately, we don't collect ethnicity data on cancer registers in Wales, so we don't know how cancer is affecting ethnicity differently. So what I'm trying to do with this research is to understand what men from African and Caribbean communities understand about prostate cancer and how their attitudes and understandings of risk differ to men from white communities.
OK, so it's interesting. The diagnosis is quite low, but the research suggests that the likelihood is higher.
Yes, exactly. So what I'm trying to say is, why are we not seeing these men? Why do we appear to not be? Because we don't have the evidence that we aren't, so it's all... It's a bit anecdotal because we're not collecting that data, but we appear to not be seeing men from these communities, even though they're more at risk of having prostate cancer. And that's the area of interest. What do we need to do in these communities to raise awareness in a culturally sensitive way to improve presentation to doctors and ultimately diagnosis of prostate cancer
in these communities? Yeah, you mentioned you're a clinical nurse specialist.
Yes.
What's your kind of background there? What's led you into this path?
I worked for 5 years at Velindra Hospital as a prostate cancer clinical nurse specialist. So obviously I was dealing with men all the time with prostate cancer. I'm still doing that work, although I've currently moved over to Bristol for an 18-month secondment to do very similar type of work with prostate cancer, where interestingly we are seeing more men from the African Caribbean community being diagnosed in Bristol. So obviously my background has led me to just start asking the question, where are all the people from these communities? We know we've got a big community in Cardiff specifically. So where are these people and why are they not getting diagnosed? I was then lucky enough to get funding to do a PhD, and that's what's brought me to this point today.
OK, so do we have any idea why the risk is higher for BME men?
We don't know. There's a lot of work looking into genetic risk factors, but there isn't any clear evidence of exactly why the risk is higher. Obviously, data is not collected actually in Africa, so we don't know whether it's a Western influence of diet affecting people who've moved over here many years ago. Although we do know that men who were born in the UK who are just of African Caribbean origin are still at higher risk than white men of the same age. So whether Western influence has a role, we don't know. It's not clear, unfortunately, at the moment.
OK. Perhaps we should just go back a little bit and just talk about what prostate cancer is and how it affects people.
Prostate cancer is a cancer of the prostate gland, which sits just underneath the bladder in men only. Obviously, it's only a cancer that can affect men. It's detected through doing a biopsy. It's a very high-risk cancer but very frequently occurring cancer in men. It can be very easily treated, particularly if it's detected early. So that's why we're very keen to get detection rates early. We don't have any screening currently for prostate cancer, unfortunately. We don't have a very good way of screening for it. So it's important that if men have symptoms, they go to their GP early if they're concerned.
What are the symptoms that people should be looking out for?
The main symptom for prostate cancer is difficulty in passing urine. Because the prostate gland sits just under the bladder, if it becomes enlarged, it can affect the flow of urine out of the bladder. So men might experience urgency in going to the toilet. They might need to rush to the toilet. Alternatively, they may experience difficulty in passing urine when they get to the toilet. Another very common symptom is getting up at night. Men may get up at night 3 or 4 times, which could be a changing pattern over a couple of years. That can also indicate that they have a problem with the prostate. It may not be prostate cancer. That's something that's an important point to make here. As men get older, the prostate gland can become enlarged, which is a normal process. And it's something that prostate cancer is something that needs to be ruled out. So if they are having these symptoms, it's worth going to see a doctor who can do a few investigations and rule out prostate cancer.
OK, so it's likely to kind of happen to most men at some point, but it could just be age.
It could be, yeah.
But then again, I suppose we can't say that it just could be that, because I think a lot of people would just think, well, it is age, you still need to get it checked.
It's well worth getting it checked out, yeah, particularly as the treatment for prostate cancer is getting better all the time, much less invasive, and it's well worth ruling out prostate cancer early on.
And men are generally quite bad at going to the GP anyway,
yes,
aren't they? Especially something like this, which is a tricky thing to talk about, I think.
I think so. And I think that could well be a problem that's, or something that's happening with the African and Caribbean community. that they're worried about going to the doctors. It involves some fairly invasive examinations, but they're quick and easy and over very quickly. And I think if men know exactly what's involved, they may be less worried about going to see their GP.
Okay, and that's what we're trying to get out there, to spread this information so the public knows the risk.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so what kind of form does your research take?
What I want to do is do some informal interviews with men who describe themselves as white British, black African or black Caribbean. It'll be an interview lasting no more than an hour, half an hour to an hour, just to try and understand what they know about cancer, what they know about prostate cancer specifically, if they know what the symptoms are and what they would do if they were worried, and also how we can create culturally sensitive information for men from both communities, really, about how to raise awareness. The idea of the research is to try and drive changes in the community using the community rather than us as healthcare professionals just thinking this is what we should do and then doing it. So the research will be interviews getting some information from both communities. I'm then going to compare the white and the Afro-Caribbean communities and see what the differences are in understanding of risk.
Okay. And is that for any age as well?
It is for any age. I haven't put an age category on it. Obviously, I'm interested specifically in men over 50, but I'm happy to talk to men who are younger if that's what they want, if they want to come talk to me, yeah.
Okay. So what sort of questions are you asking in this interview?
I want to ask, so I'll start off by asking, do they know anyone who's had cancer? How was that cancer diagnosed? How was it treated? Just to get a general feel for what their actual understanding of cancer is. And I'll then ask them, what do they know about prostate cancer? Do they know what the symptoms are? Who would they go and talk to if they were worried about it? Do they know about helplines, charities that are out there to help? And then very importantly, how do they think we should improve awareness in the community? What sort of events could we put on to help raise awareness?
OK, have you had many interviews yet?
I did my first interview this morning, in fact, in Bute Town, which I think went really well. So I'm hoping from there, then things will snowball and I'll be able to collect a bit more data. Once I've made one contact, things will snowball from there.
Could you just give us a quick recap for anyone that's just tuned in about the work you're doing?
I'm doing some work on prostate cancer risk in the African and Caribbean community living in Wales. Men from African and Caribbean origins are three times more likely than white men to have prostate cancer. And through my work as a clinical nurse specialist in Velindra, I've noticed that we're not seeing men of this community being diagnosed. We appear to not be seeing men from this community diagnosed with prostate cancer despite their increased risk. So I'm doing some work to try and find out what men in these communities know about prostate cancer and how this is different to men from white communities.
OK, so what you're concentrating on is just the awareness part of it?
Yeah. What's the understanding of risk and what they would do if they thought that they may have symptoms of prostate cancer?
OK.
I know you said you were conducting interviews with men of all ages and all backgrounds. Is this confidential? Because I know there might be a bit of a sort of... It's a bit of a taboo, perhaps, for some people. So is that how you're...
Absolutely. It's all confidential. They'll need to sign a consent form before they do the interview, which says that everything is confidential. Their names will not be used. Yeah, absolutely. And it's just me and one and that other person. It's not going to be a group. And it's all, yeah, it's all kept completely confidential.
OK. And maybe recap what kind of questions are you going to be asking?
Okay. I'm going to be asking men what experiences they've had of cancer. So do they know anyone who's had cancer, family or friends? How was it diagnosed? What sort of treatment did they have? I'm then going to move on to ask them, what do they know about prostate cancer? Do they know what the signs and symptoms are? Do they know what their risk for prostate cancer is? And importantly for me, I want to find out where they would go for information if they were worried and how we can deliver information to these men in a culturally sensitive way just to increase awareness, particularly in the African and Caribbean community.
Do you have anything else written down, Aaron?
I think I've run out of questions, unfortunately. So that's other than that, how will people get in touch with you?
I've got a phone number. If anyone wants to get in touch with me to take part in this research, that would be great. The number is 07511 720585. I'll just repeat that. That's 07511 720585.
Okay, and where and when?
It's up to the person that I'm interviewing. I'm quite happy to interview them wherever they want to be interviewed. Saturdays, Sundays are fine. And, you know, any time that's suitable for them. Probably not midnight, but, you know, any other time. So I'm happy for people to ring me There'll be refreshments provided. It'll be about half an hour of their time. And yeah, I'll fit in with what suits them.
And they don't have to have any specialist knowledge or necessarily even experience of it. In fact,
not
if they
all.
Don't know anything, that's a useful thing as well.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I'm interested to talk to people who don't know anything